Wisconsin lawmakers are considering a ban on a certain type of police flashlight. It contains a sensor that detects the presence of alcohol without the knowledge of the person at whom it's pointed. Police in suburbs of Milwaukee use the flashlights. They say the devices help them to reduce drunk driving. Privacy advocates believe the flashlights are intrusive. From member station WUWM in Milwaukee, Annalise Hensel reports.
The alcohol-sensing flashlights look pretty much like standard police-issue flashlights. They're about 12 inches long, with a heavy black aluminum case. The only external difference is a small display panel and a second on-off button, which controls the alcohol sensor. Waukesha County Sheriff's Lieutenant Jeff Smith demonstrates.
I poured a small amount of brandy into a small cup. The flashlight, much as it would with a person's breath, is going to pick up the vapor of the alcohol over the top of the cup.
Smith aims the flashlight at the cup, then presses the sensor's control button. It takes less than 10 seconds for the flashlight to quietly draw in an air sample through a small hole on its side. Almost immediately, the device analyzes the alcohol content.
There's a small LED display at the top that indicates the reading, and the reading on this indicates that it's an extremely high level of alcohol in the vapor that's over this cup.
On an actual traffic stop, an officer could point the flashlight at a driver while asking for his or her license and turn on the sensor without the driver's knowledge. A high alcohol reading could prompt an officer to do additional field sobriety tests before deciding whether to make an arrest. The flashlights cost $600 each. They're made by Pass Systems International of Fredericksburg, Virginia. It says it has customers in 40 states. Some are school districts and prisons. But company president Gerald Kelsey says most buyers are law enforcement agencies.
It takes a very, very skilled and well-trained officer to consistently and objectively detect impairment. They need technology to assist in order to be more reliable and to be more effective in detection.
Officers in Wisconsin may not be able to use the devices much longer. State Senator Russ Decker has proposed banning the devices, saying they invade people's privacy. He's also worried that innocent drivers could be harassed if the sensors pick up alcohol in a driver's perfume or mouthwash.
Technology is getting so sophisticated these days that it's becoming more and more intrusive. And I think we've got to set policy. I think the role of the police, which do a good job, is to protect and to serve, not to rule and intimidate law-abiding citizens.
Decker says the flashlight should only be allowed if people get driver's permission. His proposal is in the state budget, still being debated. The American Civil Liberties Union also is concerned about use of the devices. Associate Director Barry Steinhort says the flashlights are one example of how technological advancements can threaten the constitutional protection against unreasonable searches. Other culprits, he says, range from devices which can monitor locations of cell phones to those which can perform the electronic equivalent of a strip search.
We need to get a handle not on a specific technology, but generally speaking on the use of technology by police and by the private sector. These technologies will be developed, but we can't control how they're used.
Steinhort says the ACLU is heartened by a recent decision by the U.S. Supreme Court. Justices ruled that police need a warrant to use heat-sensing devices to figure out what's in a home. For NPR News, I'm Annalise Hensel in Milwaukee.